Brothers ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love. Ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good.
Good evening, everybody, and that'll get us started with the Most People Are Good, But Let's Be Better podcast. I'm your host, Diana Cook, and today we'll be analyzing an article from The Classics of Organizational Behavior. The article we're analyzing today is That Urge to Achieve by David McClelland. McClelland is studying the difference in people who want to achieve every day and just strive to be their best, and people who just try. So one example that he gave to kind of open up the study is, a couple years back, 450 workers were laid off at a plant shutdown in Erie, Pennsylvania. Now, most of the unemployed people, they were trying to look for jobs, they were trying, but there was a few select individuals who, as soon as they knew they were being let go, they were hitting up all the help wanted. They were talking to people at their church. They were doing absolutely everything they could to get a job. They were connecting with their old fraternal organizations. They were meeting with unions to see if there was any availability for a job. They sat down and started looking right away. So what McClelland is asking is, why do some people, even though they're motivated to, for example, in that example, get that job, why did some people have to get a job right away? And why did some people, just kind of try to get a job? And now you might be asking, well, why is this relevant to organizational behavior or doing better, as in the title of our podcast? The reason is do you want to be that person that just tries? You try. Or do you want to be that person that's not going to try? They're going to go out and do what they set their mind to. And so that's why we're studying this article today. So to open up again on this desire to achieve, we kind of have to talk about a couple things that change our motivation to achieve. So two things are our motivations for achievement. We can either be motivated by power, which is the need to be recognized by other people, or we can be motivated by the need to achieve. And that need is the need to do better and to always be improving. So that's the kind of achievement and motivations we always want to strive for in our lives. We want to do better, and that's why we're listening to this podcast today. Another sort of half-truth that we have to consider when we're talking about motivation is that people will be motivated when they have to be. That's not always true. So for example, going back to the men that were laid off, all of those men had to get a job. They didn't just instantly stop having to pay their bills because they got laid off. But some people were far more motivated than others because those people always wanted to do better. So the main reason those two pieces of information that I just gave to you are important is because being an achievement-oriented person and making this decision to constantly do better isn't something you can just snap your fingers and do. The desire to achieve has to be a habitual desire. It can't just be when you got laid off from work. It can't just be when you want a promotion. It is an everyday choice that we strive for all the time. And now, I know what you're thinking. If it was that easy, we'd all just think about achieving all the time. We'd all just decide to constantly do better. And sadly, it's not quite that easy. Another factor that plays in is our environment. McClelland really realized that this was so important through studying high school age boys. So he took four groups of high school age boys. So these boys were all 14 years old. And what he did is he found boys that were not doing well in school, and he developed a training curriculum that basically would help them develop more of an achievement mindset, help them set achievement-based goals, help them learn more about themselves so that they were self-aware concerning their need for achievement, and then also kind of study their emotional experience throughout this. McClelland chose groups from the middle class and from the lower class, and then also had a group from the middle class and a group from the lower class that didn't receive the curriculum in order to have a control group for the study. The boys from the middle class who received this curriculum excelled during their training time and after their training time. McClellan determined this was because they had an environment that fostered their need for achievement. The schoolboys from the lower class, even though they received the exact same training, behaved similarly to the control group. Their studies did not improve, and they basically ended up just the same as they would have without that training. And that's because their environment didn't foster a need for achievement. In order to start using this to be better people, because we know most people are good, but we can always be better. What we're going to start with is making sure that we have an achievement mindset. Every day when we wake up, our goal is to do better than the day before. And that might be in any aspect of your life. That if you're a mom, you might take better care of your kids. You might be more loving to them. If you're in a business setting, you might be kinder to your coworker. You might work twice as hard on what you're going to do today than you did yesterday. But we're always going to be focused on doing better. The other piece that we're going to focus on today is we're going to focus on making the best environment for the people that we are around. We want to be that person in anyone's life that encourages them to desire to achieve. We want to always be pushing the people we are around, but we don't want to make them feel that they can never fail. We want to coach people so that they know failure is our best friend. We love to fail. Failure means that we're going to get back up, we're going to be smarter, and we're going to learn every single time. So don't wait. Decide to have a do better mindset from now on. Decide to create that environment that allows others to do better as well. Go get out there and make the world a little bit better. Thanks for tuning in. Catch you next week.